WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, and a look at the latest weather. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt-Wuthen Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's edition of The News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and our temperature is 12 below and our winds are out of the southwest at 10 miles per hour, creating a wind chill factor of 18 below at 12:01. There is a wind chill advisory until noon Monday for wind chills as low as 20 to 30 below. Partly to mostly cloudy today, breezy and very cold with a high of 1. Winds will be west 10 to 18. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 14 below. Winds will be west 5 to 12. And partly sunny and frigid for tomorrow with a high of 2. Winds will be west 10 to 15. And currently in Richland Center, as I said, our winds are out of the southwest at around 10 miles per hour. And once again, our temperature is 2 below, creating a wind chill factor of 18 below.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Sunday, January 14th. Good afternoon for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Icy winter weather is blanketing the U.S. as a wave of Arctic storms threatens to break low temperatures records in the heartland and spread cold and snow from coast to coast. It's casting a chill over everything ranging from football playoffs to presidential campaigns as the three-day Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday weekend began Saturday. The weather forecast for the U.S. was a crazy quilt of color-coded advisories. They range from an ice storm warning in Oregon to a blizzard warning in the northern plains to high wind warnings in New Mexico. And those sub-freezing temperatures across much of the U.S. have millions of Americans at risk of potentially dangerous cold as weekend Arctic storms continue to dump snow from coast to coast. The National Weather Service said today that wind chills could plummet as low as minus 70 degrees in Montana and the Dakotas. An estimated 95 million Americans faced potentially windy, frigid conditions with temperatures below zero as far as south as northern Texas. The Weather Service says Buffalo, New York, could see 1 to 2 feet of snow. Further south, portions of Arkansas, northern Mississippi, and western Tennessee are bracing for 4 to 6 inches of snowfall in the coming days. And here in the WRCO studio, our current temperature, as I mentioned earlier, is 2 below, and the winds are out of the southwest at around 11, creating wind chills of 18 below. And we are expecting we are under a wind chill advisory until noon on Monday for wind chills that could get as low as 20 to 30 below. And with the cold weather, it canceled many churches this morning. So please do stay safe. With the high snow totals we received and dangerously cold temperatures we are now receiving, our area HVAC professionals want to remind residents of safety tips to ensure furnaces and other equipment operate properly during the winter. Keep vents and meters clear of snow and ice. If you have natural gas appliances that vent outside of your home, keep the vent pipes clear. Make sure natural gas and electric meters are easily accessible and safe. Never shovel snow onto your meters or let excessive snow cover them. Snow and ice should be removed from meters by hand or with a broom, as shovels and other tools can damage the equipment. When shoveling or snow blowing, make sure not to bury the meters with the moving snow. And remove icicles that may drip onto the meters, as icy buildup can interfere with the flow of natural gas through the meter and into the house. A little preventative maintenance goes a long way to keep your HVAC systems operating during these challenging winter conditions. The latest snowmobile trail updates from the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance reports that Richland County snowmobile trails are now open. They opened as of 8 yesterday, and we have a few more trails that have opened up that were closed. That includes Richland Center to Muscadet, Blue River to Boaz, and Boaz to Muscadet. Once again, those trails are all open. The public is encouraged to stay off Lee Lake in Cazenovia at this time, as the ice is currently considered unsafe. Also, there is no trail at this moment from Ithaca to Sauk County line in Bear Valley. The Richland County Snowmobile Alliance hopes this will be open in the next couple of days. Please take it easy on the snowmobile trails. Reduced speeds and adhering to trail markings will help maintain good trail conditions. Iowa's brutal winter weather is making an unprecedented process even less representative. The sub-zero temperatures, icy roads, and life-threatening wind chills may keep some Republican caucus goers home on Monday. But only a tiny slice of the state even takes part in the kickoff of the GOP presidential nominating process anyway. The state's population is wider, more rural, and evangelical than the rest of the nation. As Iowa has become a firmly Republican state, the two major parties have diverged on their nominating schedules. The Democrats are starting on February 3rd with South Carolina, while the GOP is sticking with Iowa. But some experts say there's an argument for kicking things off in a small state. Post offices will be closed on Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There will be no mail delivery, caller service, or post office box service. All services will resume on Tuesday. Commercial customers are asked to check with their bulk mail acceptance unit for hours of operations. Customers may call 1-800-ASK-USPS for further assistance. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is conducting a public involvement meeting to discuss improvement on County T bridges over the Wisconsin River between Port Andrew and Blue River in Grant and Richland counties. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday from 5 to 6:30 with a short presentation at 5:30 at the Blue River Community Building. The objective of this meeting is to familiarize the public with the purpose and need for the project and to obtain input on the proposed improvements. The project will replace two bridges over the Wisconsin River. Additionally, pavement approaches will be replaced, updated quad rail and pavement markings. During construction of County T will be closed and detoured utilizing Wisconsin 60, Wisconsin 80, and Wisconsin 133. Construction is anticipated for 2027. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend this meeting. If unable to attend or for more information, contact Wisconsin's DOT's project manager, Derek Potter, at 608-246-3861. WRCO News Time is 1210. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's Richland County History Moment.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Currently, it's sunny and 2 below at 12:13. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
What about other newspapers in Richland County during the latter 1800s? And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb 1906, in Chapter 6, the Richland County Observer was the first newspaper and the Richland Democrat the second published paper, as well as the Richland Rustic and the Zouave, which all four have previously been covered in our history moments. But what about other newspapers of Richland County during the latter 1800s? During this time, a journalistic heat took place in Richland County, which reached its maximum. An opposition paper called The Live Republican sprang into existence in 1866 as a result of the disaffection and dissension among local politics. There was the bitter feeling and enmity between it and The Observer. The proprietors of the Richland County Republican purchased the material and goodwill of The Observer and consolidated both papers, changing the name to The Republican and Observer. The Sentinel, that was founded in Richland Center in the fall of 1867. The paper was an 8-column folio and was well gotten up, according to records. The Independent, a newspaper in opposition to the Grant administration, was started. In the spring of 1872, the press and material formally in the Sentinel office, the first issue was dated March 15th. It continued in publication of that paper for several years, the Sentinel becoming influential and prominent. The material and fixtures were moved to Boscobel and used to establish what is known as the Dial at that place. A paper styled The Pilot was established in Lone Rock in the year 1875 and was continued for about 1 year. Sat's Pine River Pilot was the odd title of the paper established at Richland Center in the fall of 1880. It was a small paper, but sharp, and rather aggressive in its policy. Its publication was continued until, in 1881, it ceased to exist. The Richland Union Democrat was established in Richland Center in January of 1884. After a comparatively brief existence, the publication of the paper was suspended, and the publishers removed from this county. The first and only paper ever instituted in Viola was the Viola Intelligencer. It was established in the fall of 1890. It was the Wisconsin Poultry Fancier that was instituted in Richland Center in 1894. The Lone Rock Hustler followed. It was established in Lone Rock in 1895 and was soon discontinued. The Student's File was a purely educational magazine. Its first publication was issued on February 15, 1897. The Lancet, a paper in 2 columns and in quattro form, was established at Richland Center in 1897, April of that year, and it was discontinued after just a third issue. For more details about the papers of Richland County, check out that January issue of Achy Breaky News 2024. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the Bluebird Restaurant.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2024 will bring another season of open houses at the Achy School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Achy Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance of and public access to the Achy School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 1218. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is the only facility in Richland County to offer a full continuum of care. Our campus is designed to allow you to age in place without moving to a new facility when care requirements change. For those who require additional help, we offer a complete in-house therapy department capable of meeting your needs for physical, occupational, or speech therapy. As a part of the continuum, Schmidt Woodland Hills offers in-home services through our house calls division. We have 35 independent retirement apartments, 30 assisted living units, and a 50-bed skilled nursing facility. The skilled nursing facility earned the highest possible 5-star rating for the past 3 years. This continuum of care ensures that the right services are available at just the right time, all under one roof, right here in your own community. Isn't it reassuring to know that a continuum of care is available right here in Richland Center? Call Schmidt Woodland Hills at 647-8931 to schedule a visit or to obtain more information.
Today is Sunday, January 14th. Scott A. Rosenthal, 65, of Lone Rock, died unexpectedly December 22nd at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A memorial service will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the funeral home tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Scott Rosenthal include his wife, Yvonne, three daughters, Aaron and Stephen Distad of Poinette, Katie and Corey Jacobson of Campbellsport, and Robin and Jason Chapman of Partyville. Six grandchildren, his mother and father-in-law, Earl and Alice Schultz of Hartford, two brother-in-laws, Jerry Schultz of Fort Myers, Florida, and Mark and Terry Schultz of Cape Coral, Florida. Sister-in-law, Sandy and Peter Milfred of Juneau, special cousin, Pat and Bruce Rosenthal, two aunts and uncle, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Scott A. Rosenthal, 65, of Lone Rock. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena, died Tuesday after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held Friday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery, where military gravesite rites will be conducted by the Ewing Olson VFW Post 9336. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 4 until 7 and again on Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lester Baker is survived by his wife, Dorothy, three children, Frank Baker, Carol and Rick Roll, and Leslie Baker, seven grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel, died Monday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrad American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrad Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Fred Waltz is survived by two children, Wendy S. and Dennis Butler, and Wade K. and Jesse Waltz. Four grandchildren, one great-grandchild, five siblings, Sandy Scanlon, Pat and Steve Updike, Tom A. and Pam Waltz, Nancy and Mike Devlin, Aunt Michelle and Rich Bender. Sister-in-law, Sally Waltz and Steve Fritz. Numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins. His significant other, Kathy Wallen, and Kathy's three daughters, one son, 10 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Janine Marie Young, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date in the spring. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Janine Young is survived by a daughter, Leah Spellman and Abayu Rose of St. Paul, Minnesota, three siblings, Shannon and Jeff Brownlee of Boscobel, Bruce and June Young of Blue River, and Leanne Bender-Loffenberg and Ronnie Opie Hasberg of Muscadet. Aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, many other relatives, and many friends. Janine Marie Young, 64, of Richland Center.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Duncan Hines Wilderness More Fruit Cherry Pie Filling, sale price $2 for $6. Libby's Easy Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2 for $5. Birdseye Mixed Vegetables, 16 ounces, 75 cents. Breakbush Golden Spice Fully Cooked Chicken Breast and Tenders, $4 a pound. Jimmy Dean Sage Pork Sausage Rolls, $2.99 each or $2 for $5. Amy's Organic Low Sodium Tomato Bisque, $2.50 each. Shop at ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
And because of the cold weather, ET Foods closed at noon today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
How's it going today? Hope you're staying warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, bitter cold air has pushed down across most of the central and eastern U.S. now behind that powerful storm which came through a couple days ago. Temperatures were still a few degrees below zero across the region as of late this morning. Hopefully, we'll sneak slightly above this afternoon. Either way, though, the gusty winds will create problems with wind chills. Wind chill advisory extended through noon tomorrow as wind chills will dip to 20 to 30 below zero at times. Be sure to wear adequate layers of clothing and cover up those extremities to avoid frostbite. Have extra blankets and warm clothing in your vehicles as well in case you get stranded. Otherwise, a pretty dry week shaping up with high pressure mostly in control. One weak disturbance will slide down through the northern half of Wisconsin Wednesday morning, might cause a few spotty snow showers. A second system should pass south of our region Thursday evening into early Friday. The best chance of light snow with that probably staying south of the Badger State. We are looking at somewhat warmer weather moving in by the end of next weekend. The forecast now includes that wind chill advisory through noon tomorrow. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy throughout the afternoon. High near 1 degree. West wind of 10 to 18 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Very cold. Low at 14 below zero. Again, wind chills could be close to 30 below at times. West wind up to 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny. High of 2. West wind 10 to 15. Tomorrow night, still bitter cold. Low 13 below zero. Tuesday, partly cloudy. High near 4. With a west wind around 15 miles an hour. The outlook for Wednesday, not quite as cold, with a small chance of flurries in the morning. Low 6 below with a high of 13. Thursday, variably cloudy, with a small chance of light snow showers late in the day. Low 5 below, high of 13. Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy. Still cold, with low temperatures 5 to 10 below zero. Friday's high 9, 11 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and our temperature is at 1 below. After a morning low of 9 below, yesterday's high was 27 and we received 1.5 inches of snow. Record high set back in 1987 is 48 degrees, and we had a record low of 29 below back in 1963. Last year's high was 31 with a low of 22. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:50 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:31. Currently, the winds are out of the southwest at 7 to 10 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 17 below. Our barometric reading is 30.11, and we have received a trace of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 1 below.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness and we have the means to make it happen.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Cornerstone Service in Richland Center is your source for quality auto and light truck repair. Get honest professional care every time from Cornerstone Service. Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty, experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. Century 21 Complete Service Realty, they're your friends in real estate. Kramer Water Store offers Culligan water conditioners and drinking water systems. You can experience the soft water difference with the help of Kramer Water Store.
The city and state he loved bid farewell to Herb Cole on Friday. Former Brewers owner and MLB commissioner Bud Selig spoke Friday at a memorial service for Herb Cole. Selig said his lifelong friend was committed to keeping the Bucks in Milwaukee.
There's no doubt that he could have sold his team for a fortune. Yet his only goal was to keep the Bucks in Milwaukee, and he sacrificed willingly to do so.
The former U.S. Senator and Milwaukee Bucks owner died December 27th at the age of 88. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 33 points, and the Milwaukee Bucks used a big fourth quarter to pull away for a 129-118 victory over the shorthanded Golden State Warriors last night. The Warriors rested Stephen Curry in the second night of a road back-to-back and are still without Draymond Green. Coach Steve Kerr said he could return from his suspension on Monday in Memphis or Wednesday at Utah as the Warriors conclude their four-game trip. Damian Lillard contributed 27 points for Milwaukee, and Chris Middleton added 24, including 13 in the fourth quarter, and also had 10 assists. Milwaukee sank 19 of 27 shots in the final period and outscored the Warriors 46-37. The Bucks will host the Sacramento Kings tonight at Pfizer Forum. Tip-off will be at 6, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 5:30. Max Kuzmic scored a career-high 24 points, and A.J. Storr had 14, leading number 15 to Wisconsin to a 63 victory over Northwestern. The 13-3 Badgers shot 50% from the field and went 20-for-26 at the line. Tyler Walls scored 11 points for Wisconsin in its sixth straight win. Boo Boy scored 22 points for Northwestern, and Brooks Barnheiser had 13. Northwestern's Matthew Nicholson made two free throws with 2:51 left, tying it at 63, but Storr responded with a jumper, a key steal, and two foul shots for Wisconsin. Elsewhere in the Big Ten yesterday, number one Purdue beat Penn State by a score of 95-78. And in WEAC college basketball action, Stout beat Whitewater by a score of 84-83. It was Eau Claire over Stevens Point, 82-73. Platteville beat La Crosse, 68-64. And River Falls defeated Oshkosh, 79-76. Green Bay Packer quarterback Jordan Love is set for his playoff debut in a wild card game at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas enters Sunday's meeting with a 16-game home winning streak in the regular season. Its first home postseason game for the Cowboys since that streak started. Dak Prescott is in the playoffs for the fifth time in eight seasons. He led the NFL with 36 touchdown passes in the regular season. Love was second with 32. Dallas coach Mike McCarthy faces the team he led to a Super Bowl title 13 years ago. And you can hear that broadcast right here on WRCO 100.9 today. Kickoff for that game will be at 3:30, and pregame will be at around 1:03. And as a result of that broadcast, there will be no evening news, and Old Country will be starting at 9 p.m. Patrick Mahomes threw for 262 yards and a touchdown, leading the Chiefs to a 26-7 rout of the Dolphins in the fourth coldest game in NFL history. It was so cold that Mahomes' helmet was shattered on a helmet-to-helmet hit. Rashee Rice and Isaiah Pacheco had touchdowns for the Chiefs, and Harrison Butker was perfect on four field goal attempts. The Dolphins' Tyreek Hill had a 53-yard touchdown catch in his return to Kansas City, but that was just about all the offense for one of the NFL's highest-scoring teams. Miami still has not won a playoff game since December 30th of 2000. Rookie C.J. Stroud threw for 274 yards and three touchdowns, and the Houston Texans returned two interceptions by Joe Flacco for touchdowns to trounce the Cleveland Browns 45-14 in a wild-card playoff game. The second overall pick in the draft last April became the youngest quarterback to win a playoff game. He threw for 236 yards and three touchdowns before halftime as the Texans build a 24-14 lead. The defense took over after that with Steven Nelson and Christian Harris returning the interceptions for touchdowns on consecutive drives in the third quarter to extend the lead to 38-14. A potentially dangerous snowstorm in the Buffalo region led the NFL to push back the Bills' wild card playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers from today to tomorrow. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and the NFL said Saturday that they made the change in the interest of public safety. Up to 2 feet of snow was projected to fall on the Buffalo region over a 24-hour period. Heavy snow began falling yesterday, accompanied by strong winds, and the Bills posted a video of whiteout conditions at Highmark Stadium. The game will now be played at 4:30 tomorrow instead of one today. But there is one other playoff game going on today besides the Packers and Cowboys, and that'll feature the Lions hosting the Rams with a kickoff at 7:15. And besides that Bills-Steeler game tomorrow, there will be one more game. That'll be the Buccaneers hosting the Eagles on Monday Night Football in that NFC wild card round game. Kickoff for that game will be at 7:15. And a Wisconsin woman whose car was stuck in the snow says she got some sports celebrity muscle from quarterback Jordan Love of Green Bay. Lucy Kurowski said it happened Friday in De Pere, Wisconsin, near Green Bay. She says her vehicle was stuck as she left a hair appointment. Kurowski said Love pushed the car, but it didn't budge much. She called a timeout and said friends were on the way. Nonetheless, Kurowski says Love's assistance shows he's more than just an MVP on the field. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Edward Jones asks, are you invested properly? Get a second opinion. Contact Katie Bedward, your Richland Center Edward Jones Financial Advisor on South Church Street.
Eastside BP is open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday at 6 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or a self-serve car wash at Eastside BP. The Philback family of dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with the Philback family of dealerships in Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien.
life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Get on the boat again. I just can't wait to get out and float again. Cast the line to see if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again.
Jake Owen on the boat again. And right now our temperature is at 1 below and with winds out of the southwest at around 6 miles per hour, creating wind chills around 17 below. Please do be cautious out there, folks. And reminder, we do have just a couple cancellations left as pretty much all the church services are concluded for day. Today we had quite a few church cancellations, but now the only ones we have to pass along information for is ET Foods is currently closed. They closed at noon today, and Simple Elegance is closed until Tuesday. So those are the only two weather-related announcements that we have for now. And be sure to listen tomorrow as Phil Nee will have in the morning, I'm sure if he gets any cancellations and closings, or there may even be some delays from schools. We'll just have to wait and see what happens with this weather. Phil will pass along that information to you as well. And remember, there is a wind chill advisory until noon Monday for wind chills as low as 20 to 30 below. And remember, for the rest of today, we're supposed to have mostly the cloudy, breezy, and very cold conditions with a high of 1. Winds will be west 10 to 18. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 14 below. Winds will be west 5 to 12. And for Monday, partly sunny and frigid with a high of 2. Winds will be west to 10 to 15. For me, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. Keep it tuned right here for Green Bay Packer action coming up shortly. And we'll be playing some music up until the start of the broadcast. I'll be back tomorrow sitting in for Bo Hinrichs. He'll be on vacation. So I'll be on around 2 o'clock tomorrow. And then again tomorrow, if there's any announcements, we'll be sure to send that along to you. So please stay warm. If you don't have to go anywhere, please stay inside because those wind chills are wicked out there. Everybody, and please stay safe wherever you are.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old Jeep. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how. Sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. my bed, still be a spark. From back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yeah, sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hit on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. First you buy an old secondhand amp with the knob that sticks. You plug a cheap Fender in, then you crank it to 10, and you learn a few haggard licks. Then you play every day for about 9 or 10 years, writing songs for your girl and blowing all your money on gear. Then you talk to a drummer who's a friend of a friend at church. He's got a buddy who's been learning the bass, so you get together after work. Play together 6 months till the band is tight. Book your first big gig on a Friday night. Step up to the mic and pray you remember the words. Then you sing them out of love, or maybe love gone wrong. And you do a little drinking, do a drinking song. You make everybody dance, everybody smile, everybody feel good for a while. And when you're done, way to go, you finished. Next you borrow 10 grand from your uncle and you make a CD. Good luck paying him back, cause it's a modern day fact, anybody can get it for free. Spend your time online making virtual fans, shopping for a band band while you work for the man. Till you're booking up gigs you can turn in your 2 weeks. And you sing about love, maybe love gone wrong. And you do a little drinking, do a drinking song. Make everybody dance, everybody smile, everybody feel good for a while. And when you're through, that's pretty good, but that's just step two. So you sing about love, or maybe love gone wrong. Put your whole heart and soul into every song. You make Letterman laugh and Leno smile. Stack your roars up in a pile. And guess what's next? Everybody calls you an overnight success. Yeah, you're an overnight success. It took was 20 years of blood, sweat, and tears. You know what? On second thought, maybe you should just, I don't know, try out for American Idol or something.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.